Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Lindsay Ann Waltrip, who's the Vice President of Marketing with Crossville. How you doing, Lindsay?
I am great this morning. How about yourself?
I'm good. We had run a story earlier this week on Floor Daily that you guys have published your first sustainability report. Let's get to that in just a minute. First, I did not see you at Greenbuild last week down in New Orleans. And I know at one time you guys were an exhibitor. Talk about the decision not to go there.
We were an exhibitor, actually, from the very first year up until this year. And it's a really amazing event, but I use the event as opposed to show. While there is an expo floor and there are dedicated hours for attendees at that event to visit with the expo floor, it doesn't generate the level of traffic that we particularly like to see, and it doesn't give us the deeper, narrow, rifle approach that we are going for with trade shows. Now, I was at the show this year. Mm-hmm. We did have space within the Toto booth discussing our joint venture, Hydratect. We did have a presence at the show, and from what I've been told by the folks at Toto, it was very good. I can say that traffic was up this year, which is interesting because New Orleans is sometimes a difficult place to hold a convention.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you're not the only one that's made the same decision. There are several flooring companies who were every year pretty loyal exhibitors, and they didn't come this year. I think the number we're going to get from USGBC is about 26,000 people, but the people that are on the floor now has kind of changed over the years. We're going to do some coverage on the show and talk about this, but the number of floor covering manufacturers that were exhibiting was down by more than half, so we thought that was interesting. Now, I saw you not too long ago. We were together in September down in Miami Beach area at our Visions event, and you were telling me at that time that business conditions for Crossville were pretty good. Is that still the case?
It is the case. We had an amazing September. September is one of those months that it can go either way with people getting their kids back in school. You know, we do a lot of education projects, so all of that tile had shipped prior. They do those remodels in the summer when school's out. So September is sometimes a tricky month with where people are in their lives, where projects are transitioning into the close of the summer and new projects are getting started. But we actually did have a great September. I look forward to seeing what October is like for us.
All right, so let's talk about this report you put together. It is your first. It is a GRI-based document. Give us some details about your decision and what motivated you to put together the sustainability report.
Sure. We at Crossville have been working on a platform this year of Distinctly American, Naturally Crossville. And this came out of research that indicated that while people know that they've gotten the message now that we are American-owned, American-made, they didn't necessarily understand our green story. So we wanted to take all of the different initiatives that we have and package it in a very transparent way, a very documented way that those deeply involved designers and architects could utilize, that our salespeople would be able to sell from, as opposed to the myriad of small stories that we had that have been released out into the design community. So this really kind of brings it home for us.
And there's something as far as putting this together that it actually changes the credit, the number of points, doesn't it?
That's true. So with the LEED version 4, you not only get credits for the products that you have, but by having a global reporting initiative framework in your documentation, you receive additional points. So we do get points for having LCAs and EPDs and the fact that our tile is recycled and all of these other things, but we wanted to make sure that we were able to contribute as much as we possibly could to any project that was trying to pursue a LEED credit. And this report, by doing it in the GRI framework, adds to the contribution of the tile.
Yeah, we should go just real quickly and just kind of run through some things, because when you look at Crossville and you look at your sustainability or green message, I mean, it has different dimensions. Obviously, you've got your recycled content. You talked earlier about the Toto program where you're taking their crushed up material and putting it in your product so it's recycled material. You've got a take back program. Obviously, tile has got low numbers for indoor air quality issues. I mean, it does not emit any VOCs. And your life cycle, I mean, people know when they put in a tile floor, it lasts and lasts and lasts. So have I hit most of the key points?
You have. You just did a great job. Sustainability with a company is more than just an effort of manufacturing. It's more than an effort of marketing. In order to be a truly sustainable company, all different parties, all the different factors within the organization have to come together and work hard. And one of the things that I'm most proud of about this report is the effort that it took, not just from marketing, but from our technical services department, from our manufacturing department, from engineering, even from purchasing. All of these different individuals and different groups came together to gather the information, to work with a third-party consultant and verify all of the information. It took several months to do.
I should point out, too, we pointed this out the last time I interviewed you, but based on acquisitions and the combination of Deltile and Marazzi, now you're the number two in the top five as far as the ceramic tile producers in this country.
We are, especially when you look at the commercial basis. And I have to say that, you know, we looked at last month's issue of Floor Focus, mm-hmm. and you had the designer interview.
That's right.
And I track our process year after year, and mm-hmm. I do it on a graph, and I like visuals. So to see those numbers change so dramatically and to know how the design community feel about Crossville is pretty amazing. We've really made an effort the last 2 years to revamp our product line with some very exciting products. Like I mentioned before, we've changed our messaging to really speak to who we are. There are many companies that make beautiful quality tile, but Crossville stands alone when it comes to being a privately held American-owned, American-made manufacturer of tile. We stand alone when it comes to all of our sustainability initiatives, especially for the size of the company that we are. So the fact that the design community is saying, we acknowledge your efforts and we feel positive about your brand and your products, makes us so proud up here on the mountain.
Yeah, congratulations on that performance. You did rank ahead when it came to recall and a brand that they prefer to use in our top 250 design survey. It was great to talk to you. Congratulations on getting your sustainability report published. Again, been talking to Lindsay Ann Waldrop, the VP of Marketing at Crossville, and you've been listening to Kempar and FortLA.net.